And then we need to. Oh, Brian just pulled in. Okay. And then we'll do roll call. Would you do roll call, please?
Oh, yes, sorry. Commissioner Anderson?
He's absent.
Okay. Commissioner Ekstrom?
Here.
Commissioner Kilkenny?
Here.
Commissioner Killian's absent. Commissioner Peterson? Oh, she was absent too. Sorry. Commissioner Seitz?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
And Commissioner Thompson is on his way in.
Commissioner Cooley?
Recording in progress.
Did you say Commissioner here. Cooley?
Commissioner Cooley?
Here.
Okay. I thought she was going to be gone.
Okay. The next item is, we should do Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, quickly, Commissioner Anderson is present.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Okay, who wants to start? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and our next item is election of officers. So I understand a few folks have chatted about that.
Yes, I would like to nominate Stacy Ekstrom for the chair.
Okay. And did you have in mind a vice chair?
I'd like to nominate John Kilkenny for vice chair.
I'd like to second both of those nominations.
Any other proposals, nominations? Okay. I guess we can simply do it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed?
Aye.
Oh, okay. our resident pirate. And all those opposed? Okay. Well, it looks like Stacy Ekstrom is our new chair, so... Take it away.
Okay, I'm gonna try this. We'll see how long this lasts, okay?
Okay.
So our next part is minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review December 6, 2022's meetings minutes?
Motion, we approve the minutes.
Second.
Can you hear that okay, Commissioner Ekstrom?
Hold on a second. There, now I can.
Okay. So the motion was made by Commissioner Seitz and seconded by Commissioner.
Okay, if there's no other further corrections, then do we take a vote on those?
Yes. And I think we can call for a question. We don't have to call it out. So you can just call for those in favor. We don't have to do it individually.
Okay. Then we'll just call for a vote. Everybody in agreement to accept the minutes as presented? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed.
Thank you.
All right. So, are we ready for that public hearing part?
Yes.
Can you hear me? I sound like a dying chicken, sorry.
Do we have an opening statement for Stacy?
Yeah, I emailed it to you.
I just got to pull it up. I'm sorry, I thought I actually had it sitting right here. but she sent me an extra one, so I'll just open this one. Sorry, I haven't been on a computer for a few days. Okay, good evening. My name is Stacy Ekstrom, chair of the Monroe County Planning Commission. I'm proceeding over tonight's meeting. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicable. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to inform decision makers and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an appeal to the Board of Commissioners on that issue. Please sign in the sheet in the back of the room and make a note in the chat if you are participating via Zoom. If you would like to present testimony, please speak only when identified by the chair and begin by giving your name and address. If you have exhibits for your consideration, please provide a copy to the Planning Commission. If you would like to request the Commission to hold the record for continue hearing, you must request that before the public portion of the hearing is closed. This concludes the introduction. I will begin with today's first item in the packet. Is a first hearing is a replat RN08023 Dixie Earl and Cynthia Berry Turner applicants and owners. So first, do we have any conflicts of interest on this one? And if not, I will just call for the staff report.
Okay, we have nothing here. So this application is a proposal to adjust property lines and reconfigure parcel 3 of partition plat 1994-7. And up on your screen, you can see the vicinity map that was prepared for this that identifies the two properties there in red. The applicants and owners for this are Dixie Earl and Dixie Lee Morford and Barry and Cindy Turner. This property is northwest of Irrigan near West 7th Road between Washington and Montana Lane. The property is currently zoned rural residential and developed for residential uses. This replat was required as the applicant is proposing to reconfigure a partition which affected a previous filed partition plat 1994-7. Notice has been provided to adjoining property owners and affected agencies as required. And there are no changes to utility easements or streets or roads with this application. On page 7 of your packet, down at the bottom, the condition of approval is to submit both a preliminary and final partition plat in compliance with Article 5 of the Morrill County Subdivision Ordinance and ORS Chapter 92. So the vicinity map you see up here is attached with the findings, and then there was an attachment of a tentative plan. The surveyor of record did reach out to me. They have requested a change. It doesn't affect the size of the acreage, but it does change the configuration of both of them. So if you just take one of those, and then that's the legal description. So this is the tentative plan as proposed. I just received this one today from the surveyor of record. It is important to note that the applicants made application under our old subdivision ordinance. Our new subdivision ordinance went into effect December 20th of 2022. So these standards were in place at the time of application. So that will conclude my staff report, and I will change on page 7 where it says commissioner name. I wasn't sure who was going to be chair, so if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer those.
Stephanie, do you, it looks like the, I didn't see this either, so it looks like parcel 2 is going to have a slight little jog in it about halfway down.
Correct. Their surveyor, Matt Kenny, indicated today when he sent this to me that both parties agreed on this because it coincides with, I think he said, a existing fence line or somewhere close to that.
Okay. And the same, and the access for parcel 2 will come off of Washington?
Correct. Yeah, the access, nothing has changed as far as access. That 25-foot road easement is for parcel 2 already existing. And then parcel 1 will maintain access off of Montana Lane.
Okay. Nice.
Do
Okay, is there, I guess I can't tell, is there any applicant proponent present for testimony or evidence in this?
We do have City of Barry Turner here. I don't know if they want to speak in favor. She says that she doesn't have anything to say.
Okay, all right. Does the commission and staff have any questions for the applicant?
So we would add this as an amendment to it, or?
It's just a revised plot plan. So if you were inclined to approve it, you would approve it with a revised
with
plot
revision.
Plan. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is there any opponents to this application? Guessing not. Is there anybody neutral that just has any comment on this? Okay, and then I guess if we don't have any additionals or anybody's requesting to keep the record open, we'll close the hearing, the public hearing portion of this application. And I would call for a motion on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve RN-080-23 with the revision.
Second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Wayne, second by, was that John?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. To approve the replat RN-080-23. And do you want to take a vote? How do you want to take the vote on that?
I think you have the choice. We can, Michaela can call for the question. You bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Commissioner Anderson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Cooley?
I vote in favor.
Chair Ekstrom? Oh, we don't have to ask her. That's hard. Commissioner Kilkenny?
Aye.
Commissioner Seitz?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith? And Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Okay, your motion passed. So our next hearing is a variance application by Allstop Construction LLC and Mike and Christy Correa as owners. Do we currently have any conflicts of interest on this one? If not, we can move forward to the staff report.
And we might pause for just a minute while Stephen switches over his maps from the previous application.
Okay, thank you.
You're holding
up. And I apologize. On the last one, I did not add that portion with Wayne's the amendment that needed to be made. Sorry.
I think we noted that in the motion that was made.
Okay.
So that's
thank
right.
You.
So
thank you.
I appreciate that you re-summarize it, but that was the motion, so we'll copy it that way. Yeah. Should have been introduced by my commission.
Everybody, hear me okay?
It's not too bad.
Yes.
It's not too bad. Perfectly. So variance South 4723, it's to allow relief from the minimum side yard setback of 10 feet in the suburban residential zone. Specifically, this request is to site a home addition approximately 6 feet from a side property line. The owner is Mike and Christy Correa, and the applicant is Allstop Construction LLC. Location is approximately 5 miles south of Petner at the intersection of Willow Creek Road and Highway 207. The subject property is approximately 1 acre in size, and a zoned residential with an existing dwelling. The property is located inside the Hepner urban growth boundary. And the Moore County zoning ordinance requires that each side yard setback shall be a minimum of 10 foot in the suburban residential zone. And again, the applicant desires to place an addition approximately 6 feet from the side yard on this parcel. The applicant indicates that the addition would, again, be approximately 6 feet from the existing property line. And approval and Zoning approval and applicable building permits are required for the structure. This has been listed as a condition of approval. Pretty simple application. We've received no comment. The appropriate agency notifications and public notifications have been made, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
It doesn't sound like we have any. Is there any public applicant or in the office there in Tucker?
Nobody. No guests okay. here today. Right.
Okay. All right. So I guess they don't have anything for or anybody from the staff to ask or the commission to ask. So I'm guessing there's no opponents either. So. We can probably skip through all of that part of it and close the public hearing portion. And are there any further questions on this variance request?
Well, the question that I wasn't clear to me from the map is the distance from an existing structure, what you know, they had or a fire person had with regards to that distance.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question again?
I wasn't clear to me looking at the map if there is an adjoining structure, neighboring structure, you know, that's impacted by this, particularly with regards to a fire issue and what the fire people would think of that.
Not necessarily. So this is old imagery, and there's a little bit of distortion here when the satellite took this imagery versus the GIS overlay. This garage here is no longer existing, so it's hard to see, but let me see if I can draw a line here for you. So that's the edge of the house right here. This garage is no longer here. This line is actually right in between these two, formerly existing garage and currently existing garage. They would have to meet any of the applicable building permits, and I believe that does include distances from another structure.
So do both landowners have garages that we're touching, essentially?
Because
that's benches on the left, you know, the southeast, I guess.
Yeah, they were extremely close to each other.
Right.
Again, this garage here is no longer existing.
Any additional questions? If not, I would call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve V-S-047-23.
I'll make a second.
Wayne has a motion. I'm sorry, I don't have my right numbers up. Motion and Brian has second. Could we call for a vote?
Commissioner Anderson? Commissioner Anderson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Cooley?
Aye.
Commissioner Kilkenny?
Aye.
Commissioner Seitz?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
And Commissioner Thompson?
Aye.
Great, thank you. Motion is passed to final for the variance VS-047-23. Thank you. Alrighty. So what is next? So other business. Tamara?
So thank you, Chair, and thank you for being such a trooper. You don't feel well. appreciate that a lot. We're still learning the dynamic of navigating, and maybe we're overachievers. Or taking on extra, but we have two physical locations and one virtual location, so it makes it a little extra challenging, but it worked out for the convenience of people who didn't want to make the drive down south. So in the future, I think it's better if we can all travel to the physical location, and we now reimburse for mileage, and then we can also coordinate carpool if you'd like to do that in the future. I was remiss and should have introduced a few new and one returning Planning Commission member. So we'll make those introductions. So John Kilkenny, do you want to just say where you're from, John?
We live east of Hefner. It's my third different stint on the Planning Commission, once with Tamara years ago, and then with Carla after that.
Now he's returned. He just had so much fun. He didn't want to leave it up. Well, welcome and thank you. And Commissioner Charlene Cooley, do you want to tell us where you're from and anything else?
Sure. Yeah, no, I'm here in Irrigan. I've been here for several years. Just live in the county and not in the city and wanted to get involved with something. So I took this open position and I thank you for the time and giving me a shot at it.
Well, welcome. Thank you very much. And we have one other new person filling Rod Taylor's remaining term, and that's Elizabeth Peterson. And she had a family conflict tonight, so she'll be joining us at our next meeting. So just a couple of announcements. We didn't receive any applications, so we will not have a February Planning Commission meeting, but we will have our March meeting. And so according to the schedule, we'll be back here in Hefner. That's how we posted it. I don't have all those here. Anyway, we could switch the rotation, but again, that's how well we've already advertised them. And then it's been suggested that maybe we consider starting meetings a little earlier. 6 or 6:30, what do people think?
I'm okay with 6. What's it take, an hour to get to Irrigan?
From you, yeah. Probably, yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright,
so when's our next meeting?
Our next meeting Michaela brought these. Our next meeting is March 28th, and it's here in Hefner again.
So, did you not have one on the deal? I don't think I have it in my calendar. For February.
We do, but we did not receive any.
Yeah, what was the date, though?
February 28th.
Okay.
So what's the time going to be?
If it's okay, we could do 6 o'clock. And Michaela made some of those schedules, so we have some for the folks who are here. And let's see.
28.
Yeah, so our next meeting will be March 28th. And one thing to note, even if the schedule in front of you doesn't look real heavy, we now, if you recall, made some amendments to our subdivision ordinance and our zoning ordinance, so more items can be processed administratively, which means they come in, we write findings, send notice. So the land partition that Stephanie did this morning, this evening, if they had submitted a few weeks later, that wouldn't have even come to you. And did the variance have to come to Planning Commission, Stephen? Can't remember. Was it, sometimes it's more timely?
It comes to Planning Commission with a major variance.
Major variance. Okay, thank you. That's really helpful. I don't know what else in terms of housekeeping. Those are introductions. In the correspondence, I usually include the Planning Department's report, monthly update to the Board of Commissioners from the preceding month. I don't think I need to go over that. Happy to talk about it some more. I included a memo that Stephen and a little bit of myself worked on. It's just represents some work that we do in the office about population, and he put together this memo for the CREZ board, which compared population based in compared zip code and city limits. So there is some difference there. And let's see. And then I included two items related to water, and they're also reported in the memo. I'm serving on a Water Resources Department Rural Advisory Committee. I know it sounds super exciting. It is actually pretty interesting, and it's valuable to the county because this rural committee, and Stephen's gonna pull it up, they're looking at administrative rules for designating new critical groundwater areas or changing the boundaries. So, you know, we have four of those in Morrow County. So it's important to have a voice for rural Oregon when those are adopted. It has some pretty significant land use implications if a critical groundwater area is designated, which means they start to curtail based on senior right users. So in Morrow County, we have the ordinance, we have the Butter Creek, Ella Butte, and a missing one. Anyway, so it turns out that because I'm getting older and have been around a while, I got to provide a little bit of background on the interaction between land use planning and water planning. So I could go through those slides, but I really won't bore you. If you think that's of interest sometime in the future, I'm happy to go into some more detail. And then the last page in the correspondence is, I think, a nice flow chart that shows the, thanks, Stephen. So in December, after a lengthy RFP and an interview process, the county has hired GSI Water Solutions to be the water coordinator for the county. We just have so many water issues going on, and they their first item, and we'll have a work session with the Board of Commissioners February 8th, is to draft four different policy papers on four different main topics: water quantity, water quality, the nitrate issue, and then a summary of other public, private, nonprofit, and the mixture of different water activities going on. So without this consultant, and I think initially the board thought we might be able to hire one person who could be the water expert, the water czar, but it's so technical and so nuanced. Even I think we're really lucky to get GSI Water Solutions. So they have planners, engineers, they have people who specialize in water quality, water quantity. They're familiar in our basin. And so we have a two-year contract with them, and it will really help the elected officials develop policy around it, maybe even decisions about investment, positions about designating, changing state water policy, etc. So I'm excited about that. I get to manage the contract and learn a little bit more about water.
Where are they at?
So Ronan Iglorio is the main person, and he's out of, he is now downtown Portland, so he's in the Portland area. But they have a firm in California, a couple different offices. I think they have one in Bend. The gentleman who started it, Jeff Berry, really cut his teeth in this basin and up in Tri-Cities, and he's kind of sort of retiring now. But he likes our project, so he'll be involved just a little bit. So initially the board thought it might be a bi-county, Umatilla Morrow County effort, because we share so many common water challenges. And so I think they're just sitting back to see how things go for right now.
So is it possible that they'll share with the same company?
I think they could in the future. So, you know, our Morrow County's committed for the first 2 years to fund it, and then we could see, if Umatilla County wanted to join in the future. We've already had shared this resource with Umatilla County because Senator Merkley's office awarded Morrow County $1.7 million, and two commissioners, one from Morrow, one from Umatilla County, were really instrumental in that. And so we had a meeting on Friday and our consultant was there because even though that money is earmarked to Morrow County and we'll share it to both counties, we still have to submit an application to the EPA, which is crazy complicated. And the purpose of that allocation or that earmark is to collect data about nitrate contaminations in drinking water. And in both counties, so the entire area in the Lower Umatilla Basin groundwater management area, which was on that hatched mark area on the map there. And then after that, to look for solutions for those wells and those areas that test with high nitrates. It's a pretty lofty effort. So we have to develop a scope of work, submit it to the EPA. Once we get their approval, then the two counties will go through an RFP process to select one or two firms, because the water collection data is really one effort, and then looking for solutions is a whole nother effort. We've talked about water quality in both counties for a lot of years, and this really allows us to dig in and get some data. So I'm proud of the folks who helped make this happen. And the Board of Commissioners will have a work session on February 8th, and the GSI folks will be here, or at least on Zoom. Anybody's welcome to listen in. And one of the proposals we'll bring to the board is to consider appointing a water committee, so representative of different geographic areas of the county and different types of interests, farming, ranching, dry land, irrigated agriculture, CAFOs, you know, industry, a variety of things to help inform, you know, moving forward on this. So that's really all I have. Stephen or Stephanie, you have anything to share? Stephanie, you want to talk about the trail? What you're working on?
I didn't look to see what we had on the update for last month. That was last month's update. But recently we did have a stakeholders meeting for the Columbia River Heritage Trail. And there was a few people that attended that, and we're working on updating the interpretive panels from that AWS Change X grant that we got. So that's something, it's a work in progress. We're hoping by early summer we'll have all those new panels put in, but we'll see how it goes with product delays. We have been working with a grant writing consultant and applied for a couple of pretty large grants to do some work, both preparation work and trying to understand the needs and assessing that. And then the bigger grant would actually be to improve the trail for accessibility so that way more people can access the trail, including the people that are underrepresented in our community. So some pretty big, exciting things. And if anybody has any interest in joining the Heritage Trail, we're just kind of rolling. We just started. So we're kind of learning as we go. It's been a long time since anybody's picked that up and went with it. So. But if anybody would like to participate in any of our meetings, we're hoping our next one will be sometime in March. We don't have a date set for it yet. We're working on the content for the panels, and then we're hoping that we can get that out. But reach out to me if you want to come to any of those meetings.
Yeah, and Stephanie, if you or Karen next month want to share like a bit about those interpretive panels, there's some really cool work they're doing on, because there's a dozen interpretive panels or so along the...
So that's what we started with, yeah. But we found that some of the interpretive panels have been removed or replaced with Lewis and Clark Trail panels. So we have to go back out once it gets a little bit warmer, feet on the ground, and find out exactly how many are still standing. We also, our intern, we are so fortunate. She is incredibly creative and talented. And she's got some really great ideas to make the panels interactive. So I'm pretty excited for her to get started on creating some of those, and that way we can share it with you guys.
Thank you, Stephanie. I do have one final housekeeping piece. Michaela put together a roster of the Planning Commission members, and it has your name, phone number, address, cell number. Does anybody object to sharing this amongst yourselves so you can contact each other, or would you prefer to keep all of your information private? You know, if you need to hitch a ride to a meeting or whatever. Anyway, you can think about it and let us know. Okay, good. I think that's all. We made it easy for you, Attorney Dan Kearns, today.
Chair Ekstrom, how would you prefer to receive the findings to sign them? Do you want it email or mail?
Email would be great. If you, I can just doc sign it, or I can print it and scan it and send it back.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked. Maybe and just print email. The last page, yeah. Thank you. Well, so, welcome.
All right.
Yeah, welcome new board members, and thank you for stepping up to chair and vice chair.
I think we're good. I think we are, it is 7:36 and we're adjourned. Look how fast we're
moving. Yay! Very good.